This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're listening to the Upper Hand Fantasy Podcast. Now, here's your host, Faraz Siddiqui and Zach Rizzuto.
Let's get the tight end rankings real quick. Let's slide through these.
Yeah.
Not much to talk about.
No.
Travis Kelce at number one. Mark Andrews at number two. Notice I didn't even talk about the matchups because who cares. TJ Hockenson, revenge game against Detroit. One of many revenge game. I can't believe they traded him within the division. Still can't believe that.
Yeah, maybe TJ Hockenson just wanted to stay close to home. You know, I just want to come back and hang out with the guys, you know, twice a week, twice a year.
And
trade me to the AFC.
Okay. Detroit's like, okay, no problem.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's at number three. Dalton Schultz is at number four. Dalton Schultz, by the way, his route participation increased a ton last week. 91% route participation last week. That is awesome. And if that continues, he's going to absolutely kill it the rest of the way. And don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if he finishes as the tight end two behind Travis Kelce the rest of the way.
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised at all. With Dak Prescott, a quarterback, he's a different tight end. And that's what it comes down to. Dak Prescott
makes been getting it done. He's been getting it done without running that many routes. Like, for the year, his route participation has been 60%. Okay.
Yep.
Like and I said, 91% last week. Is that going to continue? I hope so.
In the red zone, Dallas runs a lot of tight end, you know, lineups and sets. They use a lot of tight ends down at the in the red zone and on the goal line. So they don't have a whole lot of receivers on the field in those sets. He could get those money touches. He doesn't have to run a bunch of routes. He doesn't have to catch a bunch of passes to produce, you know, at top five tight end level. And that's what we're seeing. He's in a good offense. You know, he's good enough as a tight end. Obviously, it was a quiet week last week, but he's finished as a tight end six, tight end three, and tight end one since Dak came back. Obviously, there are other quieter finishes in between, but Dalton Schultz is getting it done. And Dak makes Dalton Schultz like Justin Fields makes Cole Kmet, and obviously they're on bye this week, but that's the comparison I have in terms of their value, you know, going up or down with the quarterback that's playing.
We have George Kittle at five. Last week was such a disappointment, but you know, hopefully him and Purdy can get some sort of thing going on. David Njoku, hopefully he's back this week. He practiced on a limited basis on Wednesday, so if he's back, fire him up. Pat Freiermuth at seven against Baltimore. We talked about him last week, his route participation going down, you know, to below 60%, which is not good. That's not what you want to see. Hopefully it was a one-game blip. Gerald Everett at eight against Miami. He had a great game last week. Hopefully he can kind of ride that momentum, you know, going into this week. I wanted to check what Gerald Everett's route participation was last week. It was the same. It was the same as the week before, 62%, which isn't high, but, you know, on this offense, like, he kind of gets the target, so it is what it is.
Yep.
Greg Dulcich has always been running a high participation, a route participation. He's at nine against Kansas City. You know, he's been up and down, and, you know, I had him on my roster in our league, and, you know, I've been starting him over the past, like, 3 weeks. He's shit the bed every single week, even though he's been running so many routes. And then finally, he has a big game last week, and that's when I dropped him, right before the game, of course.
Yeah. So are you picking him back up?
In typical Faraz fashion, I couldn't. I had no fab left. I couldn't do it. I would have, though. Going up against Kansas City, solid matchup. I think these top nine are like kind of like locked into lineups, I would say. If you have him, you're probably starting him.
Yeah. I would break that top nine just kind of into two parts. You have your general, you know, your every week contributors, every week tight end ones, which is Travis Kelce, Mark Andrews, TJ Hockenson, Dalton Schultz, George Kittle. Outside of that now, it's just then you go and you look for the physical specimens, David Njoku, Pat Freiermuth, Gerald Everett, you know, the athleticism, Greg Dulcich, then it's just streamer territory. Then I call Greg Dulcich a physical specimen based solely on his hair. No, but he's also very athletic. But you know, but the rest of the guys outside of that, it's the tight end ones, the physical specimens who have the upside to be tight end ones, and then you know you have the streamers. And Foster Moreau, I guess he's a bigger guy, but he's not quite as athletic as these guys. And no. I think that kind of starts off, you know, that streamer territory where it's just like anybody's game.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So I had him at 10, Foster Moreau, then Evan Engram against Tennessee. I think he could have a decent game in this one. He had one last week. Tyler Conklin against Buffalo, you know, hoping he can kind of bounce back because, you know, he was targeted last week, but he had a couple drop passes. It was a game to forget for him. The one thing that I'm hoping with Tyler Conklin is that Mike White was wearing a Tyler Conklin shirt going into last week's game. Okay, so the shirt narrative is still alive.
This is how you make your choices at tight end at this point in the season. And it is, hey, his quarterback is wearing a shirt of him. So yeah, this means he's going to be throwing to him. This is what it's come down to. And because of that shirt, he's ranked as a low-end tight end one.
Hashtag analysis.
Yes, that's how we do
Daniel,
it.
I got Daniel Bellinger at 13. He came back last week from that eye injury. Got five targets, caught all five of his passes. So solid PPR option if you need one. Cade Otton at 14. He got a bunch of targets from Tom Brady last week, caught a touchdown. You know, going up against San Francisco, a little bit of a tough matchup, but, you know, pay attention to him. Hunter Henry against Arizona, great matchup. He has a very high ceiling and a floor of zero in this game. Tyler, because it was a good matchup against Arizona. Tyler Higbee, we'll see what he does tonight. You know, good matchup, but like he hasn't been running a ton of routes lately. We'll see what happens.
Right.
Chigozium Okonkwo, somebody to pay attention to. You know, he actually, Desmond Ridder is the quarterback
for the Falcons. How about that?
Great pickup by somebody in our league. He already got picked up in our Superflex, right, Zach?
Yeah, I think he did.
But before
that was a couple weeks ago.
Let me check. Oh, he's already picked up. I would have picked him.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, I need him. You can't be doing that to me here on the live show. You can't be screwing me
over. If you're in a Superflex 2 quarterback league, go pick up Desmond Ridder right now. Go do it. He's on bye this week, but this is for next week. Did you just pick up somebody?
Yeah, I did the token pick up the tight end we're talking about on stream. I did that a couple weeks ago.
Who just picked up Bellinger?
Yeah. Because I'm starting Trey McBride right now. So it's not really a good situation. Dude. I had Hayden Hurst. He got hurt. I have Dallas Goedert in my IR.
I'll trade you Conklin for Bellinger right now.
I'm going to do Bellinger. Do you have a quarterback for me? Like anybody? No. Any starters? I picked up Baker Mayfield hoping he'd play. Justin Fields has left me out to dry this week. Obviously, it's not in his control, but.
I want to talk about Chigozium Okonkwo though, real quick. You know, he's also a physical specimen. You know, with what's his name, who went out last week. Treylon Burks went out last week. You know, after he went out, Okonkwo ran a ton of routes. Someone to pay attention to. He's a rookie, and he looks really good. Just wanted to mention him. Dawson Austin against the Jets. Noah Fant against Carolina. Then Austin Hooper against Jacksonville. That kind of rounds out our top 20. And good luck, everybody. Tomorrow. We're going to be doing an episode where we answer a bunch of start sit questions. We'll be going over some underdog stuff going into the weekend. Maybe we'll do a little underdog draft going into this weekend for the Sunday slate. Maybe we could do something like that live on the podcast. So we'll think about that, and we'll definitely answer a bunch of starts or questions going into this week, important week. So hopefully, you know, you got your question answered and it works out for you and you make the playoffs. Good luck, everybody. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Take it easy. Bye-bye.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.